In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Luke 6:36. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Perhaps you've noticed when you've heard that commercial, radio or television, too many times, that there comes a point at which the sound goes past your ears, but you don't really hear it anymore. Now, if we were praying the Lord's Prayer, and this happened when we came to the words, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," it would be a shame to pass by without noticing what that means. And even more of a shame to try to be a believer and to not notice the connection between the forgiveness from God and the forgiveness we should have with each other. Recall how Jesus taught that prayer. In Matthew 6, he said, "Don't pray like the hypocrites who make a big show of it because your prayer is in secret with God." He said, "Do not pray like the Gentiles with empty phrases who think they're going to be heard because of the many words. But pray to a God who already knows before you make your prayer and is ready to give you what you need," saying, among other things, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." It would be a shame if these words just slipped by without notice. For they are words that rely on the mercy of God, a mercy that transforms us into people that can offer mercy. Contrast that with the world's way of handling trespasses and offenses. "You do that to me, I'll do it to you. It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a speck for a speck, a tit for a tat. A world filled with vengeance. Every eye has a big moat and can barely see its own problem for the speck in the other person." Venge-filled, hate-filled responses with no mercy. And if there is ever mercy, it's a tit for tat. If you don't be merciful to me, I won't be merciful to you. And too often, we find ourselves living there and not with the mercy that God gives. Yet, while we were still in this condition of being so unmerciful, God chose to send his own Son to live among us as one of us and to live a perfect life without such kind of thinking and doing, and to take upon himself in mercy our very unmercifulness in thought and deed, and take it to the cross and there suffer our punishment. And today he even comes with my words and the readings to remind you of such mercy. And when you receive the Lord's body and blood in the Holy Supper, you have that forgiveness in faith. This is a merciful Father. And by it, he makes us able to have mercy on others. So, each day, we drown the old Adam, the vengeful thinking. And as we pray this prayer, we turn off our defense mechanism for oft-repeated words, and we pray with faith and from the heart, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.